this is Songs to Discuss.
With your daughter.
With Willa Krishnaswamy.
And Ravi Krishnaswamy, a dad and daughter team.
Produced by Copilot Music and Sound.
Welcome back, listeners.
Hello, Dad.
Sup?
Sorry you were gone last week.
You apologizing to me or to
our
faithful
audience,
listeners?
Our faithful listeners are very few, 45. That's 45 people.
Hey.
No, that's...
We've been played over 2,300 times now.
Yes. Well, or maybe just exactly 2,300.
Yeah.
That's what our analytics say.
It's a lot of people listening to us eating candy.
Yeah. And actually, even though last weekend something came up, I can't remember now, something came up and we had to miss last Sunday, we've been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
With recording.
Yeah. Considering 26. How busy a time of year it is right now.
26 episodes.
Yeah. Episode 26.
Yes. And we don't really say this a lot in our intro, but this is Songs to Discuss with Your Daughter. Although, wait, no, it says it in the other intro. I keep forgetting. Then we have like a separate intro that we recorded like a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Today is the 21st. Tomorrow's the 22nd. Our first episode of this podcast was released on the 22nd. So tomorrow will be our 1 year anniversary.
Our 1 year anniversary.
Now, this is not our full-time job, so 26 episodes does not seem like a lot for a year. Mm-hmm. But it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Podcast.
We've put a lot of work in here. And it's just going to keep getting better.
Yes.
So, two big albums dropped in the last week or two.
Two?
Yeah, the Silk Sonic.
Oh, yeah, Silk Sonic's new album drop.
And Adele.
Adele, 30, which she hasn't released anything in 6 years, so this is pretty big. Everyone loves Adele.
And you dropped your album 12.
Yeah! No.
You turned 12.
Yeah, no.
So, everybody out there listening, wish Willa a happy birthday. She got jabbed.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll get some anti-vaxxers in our comments.
It'd be funny to see if we did.
Yeah.
But before we go any further, we should probably hear from our sponsors today.
Yep. All right.
Thank you for sponsoring us, Anchor.
We're going to withdraw our money soon.
Yeah.
You want to tell the audience about the song we're doing today?
Yeah. So, no, actually, why don't you tell them?
We are doing Begging You from Måneskin.
Yes. Which has actually been like a pretty big song lately. I don't know if you've heard it or not. I don't know.
We've been hearing it on the radio, and it's just kind of stood out, and it always makes us smile and laugh.
Or question.
Sometimes we're not sure if we like it, or we're laughing at it, or what. But we've been enjoying it, so we thought it'd be fun to talk about.
Yeah, it was on the radio a few times, and right now it's number 17 on the Hot 100. It's in the top 20, which is pretty big. Not everyone gets on the top 20 of Billboard. Gotta be like...
That's pretty...
Gotta be like
pretty major.
Pretty major. Yeah.
Should we listen to it?
Yeah, let's listen.
Or parts of it?
Yeah.
All right. We'll start it and then we'll move it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Put your loving hand out, baby.
Of course we hear the radio edit without this intro, so
zombie.
Oh, yeah.
This is a little bit of a different style than our traditional pop song that we do on this
I'm begging,
podcast.
Begging you.
It's pretty catchy.
To put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. To put your loving hand out, darling. Riding high when I was king. I played it hard and fast, but I had everything. I walked away. Want me then, but easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go.
yeah, anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you,
kinda
let me know.
But the
plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da, cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you.
All right, let's move it ahead.
I need you.
Oh, you should listen to this part. A lot of dynamics, so right?
Yeah.
Alright, let me move it ahead.
You have a hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put
very
your
tight.
Hand out, darling. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand out, baby. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you to put your love in the hand out.
So we did skip a little bit, but that's back in.
Yeah.
You didn't hear the full complete version, but...
Yeah, we don't want to... We
have an episode where we go on a long rant about why we don't want to...
Yeah, we want to stick to the fair use doctrine.
But also... Please, please, we highly encourage you to go listen to the full versions of all the songs we play, because especially if you're not really familiar, if you've never heard about the artist, if you've never even heard the song, you're going to get a lot more out of you're going to get a lot more out of this episode, or really any episode of our podcast. If you go and listen to the full version, you'll only hear an excerpt here, but please, you guys have Spotify, YouTube, whatever, or maybe you don't, I don't know, but just find a way to listen to the whole thing if you can, because... You'll benefit, and it'll be good. Also, Dad, before we get in, we forgot to mention, every episode we're trying to challenge you to think of 1 to 3 people to send this podcast to. Just
yes,
try.
Word of mouth is how things actually grow for real.
Yeah, like you could try all the social media, everything.
Yeah, we get hit up on our Instagram already by like shady influencer companies that are going to boost your podcast ratings by posting in their Instagram feed, and I look at their feed and I've never heard of the podcasts in their feed, and no, just need to
we need to
spread the word.
Think of one person you think will like this, send it to them, or tell them like, oh wow, there's this podcast, why don't, like, just tell people, word of mouth, you know. And obviously on our Instagram and Facebook at Songs to Discuss, you'll get updates from us. Check us out on those. Follow, share some love on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Subscribe, comment, review. Okay, let's get into the episode.
Nice.
Sorry, I just had to do that.
So, do you want to talk about the band first?
And I think you know more about the band than I do now.
Yeah, so, well...
really, no.
You know, what an interesting artist. They're Italian.
I know, that surprised me.
And their name is Danish.
What?
I think it's Danish or Norwegian. It's a Scandinavian, Danish or Norwegian word for, that means moonlight. Måneskin.
Oh. But you, the first time you heard this song on the radio, so first of all, I feel like I was really surprised to hear this on the radio and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if you think about it, like, algorithms are gonna, like, YouTube is going to recommend videos that are like other videos that you've watched.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, same thing with the radio. If there's this big Selena Gomez hit or whatever, it's going to want to play more Selena Gomez on the radio, or, like, songs that sound like that and stuff. And this song doesn't really sound like anything that's been on the radio lately. I mean, actually, I don't.
That's probably
really
what we're talking about.
Yeah,
because we spend all these, most of our time we spend talking about all this fancy production and, you know, all the different layers that are put in the studio and all the different programming of the drums. And
this is just a band.
This is not only just a band, but the recording of this song is literally just, as far as I can tell, just the four of them. No overdubs. Everything you're hearing in terms of dynamics is happening in what we call in the rock business the power trio: drums, bass, and guitar. The Smiths have a power trio: drums, bass, and the guitar.
Son of the Sons and Heirs.
Yes. And I was just listening to a podcast that was talking about The Who and about how they were one of the first bands that sort of went in that direction without two guitar players. Anyway, so much power coming out of those three musicians, and then you've got this amazing singer in the front. So it's refreshing and totally different to hear on pop radio.
Yes, very. Like, I feel like this is, it just doesn't sound like what's on the radio right now.
So that's you're cool. So you're like, how does an Italian band playing rock and roll get on pop radio? Like,
Well, I mean, it's not like playing like every second, like I Hope by Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth, like that song. It's not playing every single second, but it's played like at least on our channel, 99.9, Star 99.9 radio that we listen to. We're in Connecticut, though, so you guys have totally different stuff out there, wherever you are. But it's been playing like a few times, right, Dad? Like,
it's in rotation.
Or, yeah, it's in rotation. I feel like it's one of those songs that, like, it's not like every other song you hear, but it's kind of like every 10 or something. But also, before we watched the live performance of this, they made their national TV debut, by the way, performing this on Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
And before you, I think you should tell this funny story, Dad. Before we saw that performance,
I was so shocked.
So first of all, describe their aesthetic, because people don't know Måneskin's aesthetic.
I'll just describe it this way. We've been hearing this song on radio for weeks, and you know, kind of bopping when it comes on. And I am hearing this voice, and I am hearing Southern fried soul, like white soul out of the South. So I'm thinking like, you know, Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and then like some more recent bands like Kings of Leon. But I am picturing like a chubby dude with a beard, a white chubby dude with a beard and like overalls. And like a trucker cap singing this. Going like, I'm begging you.
On like a tractor.
Yeah. And then we put on this Jimmy Fallon performance and it's like
the opposite.
This super skinny like Italian guy with like androgynous clothing and like makeup and like really cool hair and like tattooed and like super skinny with weird like very glam rock clothing, punk. Like shiny.
Androgynous meaning like not really like, yeah, it's just.
I was shocked out of my mind. So how does this band get on the radio?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I might have interrupted you when you said that, but I'm sorry.
No, so I looked it up, of course, and they actually just won the Eurovision Song Contest. Do you know anything about that?
Nope, I'm not European.
I feel like I was reading about it today because I knew we were going to be talking about this, and now I feel super not qualified to talk intelligently about the Eurovision Song Contest because it's so much deeper than I understood it to be until I started reading about it. It's been going on. It's a pan-European song contest, songwriting contest.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
It's like American Idol for songs, or The Voice for songs, not for singers.
Oh.
And it's been going on since the 50s or 60s. It's like the longest running music competition. And each country has its own competition to decide what songs to send to the Eurovision.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
The weird thing is that I thought, okay, so if Måneskin's on the radio and they won the song competition, if I go back and look at a list of the previous winners, I'll probably recognize a lot of bands that broke, and I didn't. So it's a very European thing. I think everybody in Europe knows it really well.
Wait, so did Beggin win the song as a song, or just
no? This is the song that won. Ziti i buoni.
It's in Italian, I'm guessing.
This is what won the Eurovision.
La Loro non sanno di che parlo. Vestiti sporchi fra di fango, giallo di siga fra le dita. Io con la siga.
Guess what? It's in Italian.
Scusami, ma ci credo tanto che posso fare questo salto. E anche se la strada è in salita, per quest'ora mi sto allenando. E buonasera, signore e signori, fuori gli attori. Vi conviene toccarvi i coglioni. Vi conviene stare zitti e buoni. Qui la gente è strana, tipo spacciatori. Troppe notti stavo chiuso fuori. Mo li prendo a calci sti portoni. Sguardo in alto tipo scalatori. Quindi scusa mamma se sono sempre fuori. Ma sono fuori di testa.
It's pretty hard.
Ma diverso da loro. E tu sei fuori di testa. Ma diverso da loro. Siamo fuori di testa. Ma diversi da loro. Siamo fuori di testa. Ma diversi da loro.
They also have a song called Coraline.
I do not want to hear that.
Okay, because it'll remind you of the button eyes in the movie. So they won the Eurovision Song Contest for that song, and now they have the song Beggin'. But I'm going to blow your mind even further now. They didn't write Beggin'. Did you know that?
What? Is this a cover?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's a cover. I feel like there are like no covers on radios right now anymore.
And you know, I heard it, and it sounded like, I was like, this line sounds vaguely familiar, but it didn't sound like a cover to me. And then I mentioned it to somebody. I can't remember who I mentioned it to. They're like, oh, that's a Frankie Valli cover. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons are a vocal group from the 60s that did, like, some, they were so popular that a Broadway musical was made with their songs called Jersey Boys.
What?
Yeah, because they're from New Jersey. So listen, I'm going to blow your mind now.
That's a cover? Beggin' is a cover? What?
Let me get back.
Sorry,
here.
I'm a little sniffly, everyone, so I don't even know. So
she doesn't have COVID, though.
I don't have COVID. I've gotten tested
like three times in the last week. So, here, listen. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, what?
Baby, I'm
no rap part.
Won't you give your hand out, baby?
Wow, this is a cover song. What? Can we hear the Madison version of it now?
Yeah. Listen. Can you believe that's the same song?
Yeah, what? Yeah, that's crazy.
Pretty grooving for a song this from this period. I like the bass line.
Can we hear the Mexican version again now?
Frankie Valli sings one of the songs that one of the first songs I ever remember being annoyed at as a human being.
What song?
Working My Way Back to You. I remember, it's one of the first time, like, I remember sitting in our house.
How old were you?
And I'm like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. And this song was on the radio all the time. It was like kind of a disco version of it. And, you know, because Bubby, my mom, would have the radio on all the time. And I remember sitting in the kitchen table, hearing the song and being like, I just heard this song yesterday and I don't like it anymore in my brain as like a little 4-year-old. Wait, this is here. But this is the, actually, that's the...
How do we get to an Italian punk band to Frankie Valli?
Well,
this
actually...
This is, like, crazy.
It's interesting. It's interesting that they chose the Four Seasons because Frankie Valli's, I believe he's Italian. Like, they're the Four Seasons are like Italian Jersey Boys.
Oh, wow. Now, can we hear the Madison version of Begging again?
Okay, yeah. Let's see.
Put your loving
hand. So this is really like a rendition of that song, Dad, right?
Yeah.
Baby.
So he does that, and let's see, Frankie Valli does. Wait. They have the same intro.
Oh my God. You know, Dad, it'd be so cool if we were like one of the only song podcasts that talked about this song and uncovered Frankie Valli cover of the original of the song. That'd be so cool. They do like the same kind of like vocal thing. Vocal performance.
Yeah, they transpose it down a step. And then let's hear what the groove sounds like.
He does the same little run. The bass line, I think, is the same. But I think there's more drums.
The guitar is doing that boom, boom, bop, ba, bop, ba, boom, bop,
yeah,
bop.
But the bass line seems the same.
Yeah, the bass line is very similar.
I'm begging you.
And then here comes the guy with the overalls. I mean, not the guy with the overalls, the skinny guy.
Yeah.
So, but interestingly, there was also let me just look this up so I don't get it wrong. There was a Norwegian, I think they're from Norway. Let me just check. A group called Madcon that are hip hop. Let's see. And they did a cover of this also that I think influenced this version too. Let me play it and I'll look up some stuff while I'm playing it. Listen to this.
By a Norwegian hip hop group, like a cover.
Yeah, Norwegian. In 2007.
They do the same thing. Almost, like, identically.
It's kind of sampled. You see that? Yeah. They sampled it and they put a beat under it? They redid the vocals.
Yeah, you can hear that.
It's not Frankie Valli singing. It's interesting, it feels almost like the original song with just a bigger beat under it, right?
Yeah.
But listen, keep listening.
Oh god, this is the rap part.
This is the rap part.
This is the lyrics. These are the lyrics. That aren't in the Frankie Valli part, but are in the Madison part.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, there's like a ton of other Begins out there.
Yeah. It's just
Begging for this song.
But those three versions are all very different, right?
Yeah, I'd say though the 2007 one is the most similar to the one that we're talking about now.
Yeah, yeah. It's much closer.
But, Are we like 20 minutes in and I haven't even asked a single question?
I know. I feel like I had to blow your mind there.
You did, and I don't know. I mean, listeners here, I know a lot of our listeners are like some people who might not just be listening to mainstream big pop, who might have listening tastes that are more like my dad's before I came along, where he just kind of listened to like indie stuff, not really mainstream pop. But if you've heard this song, it's been on the radio, it's kind of been hitting now. It's like, it's big, and it's just a cover. What? It's a cover. I feel like, Dad, is it just me, or are covers less like likely to like be hits right now?
I mean, I don't know. I think there's always going to be a few covers here and there.
But like, they're just a little less common now to be so big right now. Like,
yeah.
Aretha Franklin's Son of a Preacher Man cover was so huge.
Mm-hmm.
But like, now there's not that many.
Well,
huge covers.
I'm trying to think of if there's an example of another song recently that was a cover of an old song like this. And I mean, I can't think of it. It's like I can think of like a lot of these things like Ariana Grande's, you know, Seven Rings, where she sort of reimagined that melody. Yeah, and thank you. Interpolation. But yeah, it's pretty surprising. And it's nice to hear a band. So, you know, on pop radio. So ask away.
Yeah, okay. Well, you sort of, never mind, actually. So, sorry, I feel like one of my questions is already kind of answered now that you've kind of been talking about it for a while, but
that's all right.
Okay. So, with his vocal performance in the song, does it sound like he's like, trying to like kind of emulate like a very specific style of like punk and performance in a song or style of glam rock? Or does it sound like, genuine and, like, it's like, a breath of fresh air on the radio? Or if you've been, like, around for a while listening to punk or whatever, does it sound like he's trying to, like, imitate anybody else? Because I don't really listen to punk, so either this sounds, like, cool, or either
it's
his
not
voice
punk.
Is, like, trying to be...
He no, might, they, like, they look a little bit... They don't look punk. They look glam, for sure.
So there's a difference.
Yeah. Pause the podcast and just, like, Google a video if you haven't done that already, so you can see what their look is.
Yeah, they're on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon performing this, so...
So they're very glam, but the vocal style is... As I said, it makes me think of, like, Southern soul... Like white Southern soul.
What?
Yeah, I'm not sure I can place the reference to a specific in my mind
so
to a specific singer.
Like, he's not trying to kind of. It doesn't sound like he's trying to like be any other singer. It kind of just sounds like natural voice. Because for some reason I'm thinking like there's so much to like rock out there. Is that he's this trying to like be a hit that was a hit or like I don't know.
I'm trying to think who he sounds like. Pretty unique. He's definitely more soulful and like extreme in performance than Frankie Valli. But he's also going for that sort of higher tenor range that Frankie Valli goes for. Not quite as high as we heard that there was a transposition
mm-hmm. yeah.
to make it a little bit lower. It's gonna kill me. Like a day after recording this, I'm gonna think of who his voice reminds me of.
Yeah, but not at the moment.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know what? You know what? My favorite part of his vocal performance is?
Again, I'm so sorry, everybody, that I'm a little sniffly. I really don't mean to be sounding really bad in the microphone. I'm sorry.
Gonna have to pull up the de-sniffler plugin.
Yes.
The latest from iZotope.
Yeah.
iZotope de-sniffler.
Sponsored by iZotope.
Yeah. My favorite part is when he starts to basically do this thing where he's overlapping like the lead vocal with the backing vocal. It's almost like he's hearing both of the parts. He can hear both of the parts going on in his head, and he knows if he was in the studio, he would lay them down as overdubs, but it gives it a very live performance.
Can you remind me what overdubs are?
when you go into the studio and you record, you know, more than one track of yourself.
So it's this part.
Alright, so he's rapping now. And then listen. He's overdubbing on himself.
How is that overdubbing?
It's not really overdubbing, but what he's doing there is he's basically implying the lower line, and then he's implying the upper line coming in on top of it at the same time. I think it's a really cool technique. Yeah. You hear both of the parts. It's like an optical illusion, but an oral illusion. Yeah.
And then begging.
That part, that's my favorite part.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. It took so long for you to find that.
I know.
Well, I have one more question.
Yeah.
We're going to kind of the other questions are sort of irrelevant now because we've kind of talked about them already without really needing the questions to really guide us. But we might need to listen to more of the song. But so let's talk about the form, Dad.
Yeah.
After every chorus, is it like a whole new part? Because I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like it doesn't sound like an A, B, A, B, A, B format. Like, it sounds like after every chorus, it's like a new part. Like, it's not like a verse with different lyrics. It sounds like it's like a whole new part. So I guess this is really about the composition of the original version, not really specific to the Måneskin cover.
Mm-hmm.
But is it like, I don't know. Form just seems kind of like chorus.
It's an interesting form because every time the verse happens, it's rhythmically completely different.
Yes, that's what I mean. Like, they're all verses, no matter what. I guess it's a verse if it comes after a chorus, but they're, like, different. So then, like, what does that mean? What's the effect on that for the song? Like,
so it, like, a lot of times, like, the verse feels like home base.
Yeah.
But in this, the chorus really feels like home base. Like, the chorus is like the consistent thing that goes through that song, and the verses are all
like shaky and like, oh, we don't know what's gonna happen next.
Yeah, so it's not, and like, I think it works well in terms of like creating this subjectivity of a desperate, unstable person who's like unstable because they're waiting for this person to answer them.
So, yeah. So, wait, if I'm correct, it is not in it's a form where after every chorus it's a new part, I guess, because new rhythm, new part.
And it's kind of interesting, too, because, like, it varies in the Frankie Valli version.
He doesn't have the rap in the Frankie Valli version, also.
Right, so. And then it varies more in the Madcon version, and then it varies even more in the Måneskin version.
Måneskin.
So it's like each time somebody takes up the song, they introduce more rhythmic variety in the verses. The song has been like traveling through genres and stuff. It's cool.
So
it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool that songs can do that.
So it is kind of like a song that is a little different. It's got like different parts, right? So
yeah.
That means it's cool, different.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've covered a lot, and I've asked all I've needed to ask. You kind of guided the whole thing.
Well, what do you think of the song?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I think I like it. It's a cool song. It's a cool rock song. I really love, I feel like I would even just listen to, like, on its own, just the instrumental of it, because I think the band is just, like, so good. It's like the drums.
The band is so tight.
It's so tight, yeah. It's just all knit together perfectly, and I feel like I can just hear this, like, in, like, an old studio, just recording, no, like,
and you know, you
fixing
know,
up, like, in the digital, space. Just, I can hear, I feel like this would be so fun to see live. I don't know.
Like, well, it's interesting you say it, because, like, humans, we've been recording rock bands for 50, 60 years now, and in the studio, and no matter how good the equipment gets, and the microphones, and the software to make the engineer's life easier, and the acoustic treatments, and the architectural designs of what studios sound like, no matter how good that stuff gets, there is this one aspect of recording bands that can't be bought.
Is it the actual band?
Or taught. Or planned for. And that is being able to capture, like, the live energy of a band in the studio. It's a lot of bands try and fail to capture their live energy in the studio because of just the, like, being able to perform in a studio in a way that, like, feels as filled with adrenaline as you feel on stage is very hard to do. And that's what I think is great about this recording. It totally just jumps off the record in terms of the energy of the band.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, so I guess we both like it.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Not a dud song.
Not a dud. No, we like it. I'm all for, you know, European rock bands covering old songs and having hits in the U.S.
You sound like you've been listening to that forever, like that just specific narrow genre.
I know.
Okay, so, Dad, would you like to tell us our next song?
Well, I talked Will into talking about Heat Wave.
Heat Waves.
Heat Waves by Glass Animals.
Glass Animals, yeah. Interesting. It's a trending song right now.
Yeah. It was like big this summer, and then it went away for a while, and now it's back.
Yeah.
So I want to grab it on its second crest of its wave.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes. Enjoy.
Listen to all the back episodes while you're traveling to Grandma's house or wherever you're going. All right.
Bye.
Bye.